Testing, 1, 2, 3. Are the levels okay? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's talk about the TOR Project. The TOR Project is a nonprofit corporation. We work on a number of areas. The first is research and development. The research we do is multi-year, complex, and tackling large problems, such as anonymous communications on the internet, and censorship resistance and censorship measurement globally. There are three main projects that are related to our research. There are three main areas of our research. One is the Open Observatory of Network Interference. It looks to measure network censorship and other manipulation of traffic globally. The anonymity research is related to anonymous communications online, the ability to anonymously communicate in an environment which is fully surveilled and record. Sometimes traffic is manipulated and involves sophisticated adversaries, sometimes national intelligence agencies, or sophisticated organized crime. A third area of research is metrics, measuring the TOR network. How do you measure a network anonymously without disclosing information about the users while at the same time trying to provide better service? Some of this research is funded by National Science Foundation and Radio Free Asia, along with other organizations who fund long-term multi-year research projects. A second area is the client. Most people think of Tor, they think of the Tor browser and the point-and-click download where you simply take our bundle, extract it, run it, and now you're anonymous. A lot of research and a lot of work has gone on behind the scenes to make this as simple as we possibly can. There's more work to be done, but the current state is a Tor browser. There are also the Tails operating system, which is an anonymous operating system, which allows you to run an entire operating system off a USB stick, a USB drive, DVD-ROM, CD-ROM, and it's fully portable, self-contained, and designed to not leak any information. The Guardian Project works on bringing Tor to the mobile phone world. Right now, they have a number of products which include Tor or rely on Tor on the Android phone platform. They're expanding into iPhones and other environments as requested. A third area we work on is the relays. The Tor network is run by a system of volunteers. The Tor relay is run by a network of volunteers who want to defend internet freedom or want the challenges of helping others communicate anonymously over the internet. There are some tools to this, which is the anonymizing relay monitor, which is a text-based monitoring system for your relay, because most relays don't have a graphical environment installed. This lets someone remotely look at what their relay is doing, which countries people are coming from, how much traffic it's passing, and other parameters about their relay. A third project is the Tor Router or Onion Box project, which is designed to be Tor on a piece of hardware, where you can simply buy a device. It will transparently Torify all your traffic. At the same time, you can become a bridge or a relay by just click of a button, and then you don't have to rely on a computer or anything. It's all pre-configured for you. Clicking the button enables you to be part of the Tor network. This device right now is going to be aimed at the lower end consumer level, but there's no reason it cannot scale to enterprise, or someone can take it to an enterprise, 100,000 connection type device. The fourth area is the community. Tor spends a lot of time interacting, working with, and growing its community. We do this through a number of means. The most visible tend to be our social network presences on Twitter, StatusNet, Identica, and Facebook and Google+. The more technical means would be Internet Relay Chat, known as IRC, our mailing lists, of which we have many, and many are active, in which people are communicating about various subtopics. And then we are currently working on forums to enable people who don't want to send their email or don't want to interact with us in some other way to have a way to interact with us, to get help, to find help, to share, help others. A sub-part of community is support. Increasingly, people are coming to us with questions about how can I do X with Tor, where X could be anything from I want to be able to watch videos, I want to be able to upload videos, I want to be able to communicate with my friends privately, anonymously, or I don't understand how anonymity in Tor work, so can you spend some time educating me and training me on how to use Tor? Increasingly, we take phone calls and text messages over people who are going into a new country or into a fairly internet hostile environment and would like basically a flash or a snap training as to what can we do. I'm going to go report on a war zone. Can you tell me the things to watch out for when I connect to the internet from the war zone? We also offer support over email through IRC and if needed through video chats as well. And there you go. That's the four main areas of Tor.